Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I am so happy to be here with you today, and I hope that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, that you're having a great day. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a great show for you. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. And we are going to be talking about what's happening in this brand new energy cycle. As always, Elizabeth has some great information about what's happening in the stars, and I'm going to share some angel messages about this cycle. So get ready for the inside scoop for the Scorpio cycle. So for those of you who are brand new to the show, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, you are very welcome, and thank you for inviting me, and welcome to everyone who's listening and joining us. Hello. Good to feel you guys out there, and thanks for tuning in, and whether you're doing it live with us today on the 18th or via archive, it's a whole new cycle that we're moving into, and you're really going to feel the shift, I think, especially by the time we get deep into Scorpio. So I'm really glad to be here and sharing with you, Christy, and I'm excited about the angel messages as well.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's a big cycle for sure. So much going on. So why don't you go ahead and start us off with all of that great info about what's coming up for us this cycle.
Alrighty. Well, you guys, we have the sun going into the fixed water sign of Scorpio, where Jupiter just moved into barely a week ago. And it's been amazing. The Scorpio teams are just not even waiting for the sun to get there. And of course, you know, Mercury moved in there the end of September. So we are in this energy already, and the sun goes into Scorpio over the weekend, late night on the 22nd, early morning 23rd, depending on your time zone. And so what we're going to be going into are all the Scorpio themes. So we talk about sexual issues, sexuality, secrets. We talk about power, the abuse of power. Sometimes we talk about other people's money. and to me, it's just been amazing to watch the headlines that blew up last week, particularly in reference to the Hollywood scandals. And I feel like, oh my God, that was Jupiter. Just like at 0 degrees. And for those of you, again, the refresher, the planets go from 0 to 29 degrees in each sign. So this is just the beginning. So I think we're going to see so much more of that stuff unearthed, and it isn't at all about, you know, the sensationalism of it. It is really about healing. And I was saying to a friend this morning, because she sent a story about an Olympian who came out and was talking about being abused by her coach. So these are just horrific stories and scary things and awful things. But I said to my friend, I said, God, it's like having lived on the 50th floor of a building and finding out, you know, the 49 beneath you are full of termites. You know, it's like, ooh, you know, it's really, really awful. Like when we're starting to see the extent of it. Now, the one thing about all of the energies we're going into, because, you know, like I said, we've already got Mercury and Jupiter in Scorpio. That Jupiter transit will last until November of next year. And that's going to be an overriding theme. You know, the stuff that gets going as the sun goes through Scorpio, then Venus, which goes in there on the 7th of November. And in fact, Mars in December, it goes in there on December 9th. So, you know, the Scorpio immediate energy is going to be with us right through, I think I looked, and Mars stays from December 9th until January 26th. So a lot is going to come up, and it's going to continue to be worked on while Jupiter does the full transit. So we can look at some of the immediate stuff and go, oh, you know, that got triggered, that came up, and know that we have a big, long process and a nice, long time frame to actually go in and do the healing work. And the reason that I say that is there, the other aspects about Scorpio and doing all this intense work, you know, it's emotional. So these are things that people feel so strongly about. But that detective work and criminality, these are also parts of Scorpio. And ultimately, though, it brings up things for healing. It is the purifier. If you think about some of the symbols for Scorpio, the phoenix is one of them. So we talk about a total transformation. And the idea is we cannot transform what we refuse to look at. And I feel like, unfortunately, but then fortunately, we're going to have to look at some deep, dark, awful stuff. But it is the only way to purge our societies, you know, whether the abusers are in a spiritual setting, a business setting, whatever. We have strong support for the unearthing all of this. The unearthing of all of this coming from none other than Pluto, Scorpio's ruler. Most of you know that Pluto is already in Capricorn, and Capricorn rules businesses, governments, institutions, and all of those sort of things. And fortunately, it's in a very favorable aspect or angle to Jupiter, called a sextile, which you guys who listen to the show pretty regular know that those are the ones that are cooperating. And I saw something, you know, there's like a little glimpse of this. One of the Hollywood discussions was, instead of trying to litigate through all of these cases, there are a group, and it was with one of the organizations, the formal organizations, who really want to create a forum where victims can step forward, can name names, but it's with the idea of healing and building in institutional support, so that I think we're going to see reform, which is what Pluto does and what Scorpio does, you know, but given that Capricorn placement of Pluto, and in fact, we're going to have three exact sextiles next year with Jupiter and Pluto, and they start in January. And so I feel like, you know, that's where we're going to look, instead of just all this horrible stuff coming out, we're going to reform the institutions and start putting more structure, policies. Kind of like, interestingly, I've known a few people in literal emergencies this, you know, past few months, which hasn't been hard for some of us in America, been in one emergency zone or another type. And some of the emergency service planning that kicked in has been phenomenal. I mean, both from businesses and on the government side. The stories that I'm hearing from people who were directly impacted gave me, you know, so much respect and appreciation, you know, for some of the corporations and other people who were involved who really have a plan for their employees to get out or have been the necessary help. So again, institutions can play a role, and I believe they are going to play a role in what we have coming up. And the other huge aspect to everything Scorpio that is a supportive one is your friend, Christy Neptune. It always confuses me. But it's in Christy's home sign of Pisces, and that's Neptune's home sign. And, you know, Pisces, ultimately what it does for us, it is a sign of compassion. It is a sign of integration. And, you guys remember, it's at the end of the zodiac. So it takes everything we've learned from the other 11 signs going through the journey, and it integrates it. So it puts it to a purpose. And that, with these planets going in Scorpio, you guys know when we get water in water, we're dealing not only with a like element, but we're dealing with a trine. The only way that planets can be in the same element is if they are trining or having an actual conjunction. So it's always a favorable and supportive, productive angle or alignment. So, you know, the fact that we're going to be getting those is super, super helpful. And I would, you know, say to people looking into this cycle, and we'll talk about some of the dates in a second, but I would just, overall, my view is for you guys, and of course, we're going to have three exact Jupiter trines with Neptune, first one on December 3rd this year. So I'd say whatever is coming up for you over the next couple months on a deep emotional level, it's time to pull it all up, get everything out there, confront some things, even if it's speaking truth to power, and confronting things from the past, because there is a big healing opportunity on the table. So that's a big cycle,
wow.
Big information.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. And it works beautifully with the messages that I received for us today, too. So we have angel messages today from Archangel Metatron. And this angel is very strong and intense, but also very supportive and helpful. And the colors associated with Metatron are pink and green, and sometimes include violet. His stone is that beautiful watermelon tourmaline, that pink and green. Metatron really supports us in understanding esoteric knowledge and teachings. He works with the sacred geometry, often referred to as Metatron's cube, and helps to clear away debris, lower energies, and also helps to work closely with highly sensitive people, including children, their parents, and other caretakers of sensitive children and or adults. He helps to clear away any distractions from our life, things that are weighing us down, and supports us in moving in the direction that we're being guided to go. And can also help supporting your own understanding of any sensitivities, how to work with your sensitivities, and how to kind of manage them in a way that's more helpful or healthy for you, and helps those who feel called to support sensitive children or people in any way. So the messages that we have from him today are a little bit different than we've had before. He showed me lots of images and information about what's happening, kind of what's coming up, and how we can best work with the energy. So I'm going to do my best to explain all the things that I was shown. So the first thing I was shown was this image of a great big colander, and it was filled with all these different fruits and vegetables, and someone was washing them kind of just at their kitchen sink and really shaking that colander really, really kind of strongly or with a lot of energy, while the water was just rinsing over everything inside the colander. And I saw that this is representative of what we're being asked to do right now. And I saw all of this dust, dirt, and small things that were being cleared or washed away from the water that were no longer needed. And some of the things included rocks, twigs, and stems, things that were just kind of in the way and not really useful. And while that clearing was happening, the food became incredibly bright, brilliant, and more clear. It was almost like the image went from black and white to technicolor, similar to that image from Wizard of Oz with Dorothy kind of walking through that space into the technicolor. And I was shown that this cycle will provide an opportunity to get crystal clear on the things that are clouding, weighing down, or muting the things in our lives that we're meant to be focusing upon. So not only will we be able to see and understand what we need to clear away, we're actually going to have to do the clearing. So some of the things I was shown have been lingering for quite some time, like we haven't been wanting to deal with it, while others may just kind of organically clear out during this overall clearing experience. but it's really important to do the work and to dig into the actual kind of the real work, if you will, during this time. And I kept seeing this image of people literally like digging in their backyard and kind of like clearing and pulling out stones or debris or roots and things that are kind of in the way. And that there are two big issues or areas to be aware of while doing this work. And that the first is that while doing the clearing or cleaning out, things may feel or look really messy in the beginning, in fact, more messy than before you started, but it'll be much lighter and gentler at the end, kind of similar to mucking out a closet or a garage that you've been avoiding for a while. And it's really important to do the deep heart healing and deep emotional work. And while you're going through this, it's important to reach out for professional support if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck in some of those intense feelings. It's important to not try to do everything on your own if you feel like you need help. The second thing is that by clearing away what's ready to be released, you'll have a clear understanding of what your new focus is meant to be, and the pathway will be cleared of old clutter, allowing things to flow much more smoothly than they have been in the past months or even throughout this past year. And there's a really big message about being honest with yourself about the things that are important to you on a deep core level. And it was such a clear message about what's important for you. And it might be different than what's important to other people in your life, but really looking within and taking an inventory within your life to see what and who aren't matching up to the values that are important for you and actually letting them go and building healthy boundaries, especially if that includes family members or anything like that. This is a time of deep healing and clearing, but also a great time for self-care while going through all of this clearing out time. As things are released, there's a need to move through the grieving process, and it's important to feel how you're feeling as you move through this time. I was shown that it's like this time of a great big sweeping that's happening, and it's kind of like a big last support system helping us to prepare for the new year and the new energies that they're beginning right now. I do see that a lot of people will release relationships that have come full circle, ways of living, even physical locations. So those of you who are feeling guided to move, you know, all of those kinds of things, lots of things wrapping up and things that are finished, but it will feel lighter and more aligned with the truth of who you are and where you are right now and where you're going. This is a positive clearing time and one that's clearing the way for streamlining, which was a really big message that kept coming through. Like if you can imagine a freeway system that's completely open with brand new roads and you're the only person on it. So you are going exactly where you're intending to go. No detours, no stops, no kind of potholes in the road or anything like that. Just free and clear streamlining. And also a time that's going to help you to focus on what you're actually meant to be doing. Archangel Metatron showed me his cube of light and that he is able to support people who feel guided to work with him to clear away any of the things you feel finished with, but also to help soothe any sadness, pain, or grief that may come up for you during this process. And I saw an image of working with Metatron during a state of rest, self-care, and or sleeping. So basically times where you feel like you have a little bit of quiet. If you're in a quiet place and you feel guided to work with him, there's no right way or one way to ask for his help. You just ask him to be with you and to help clear away any of the heavy energies that you may be experiencing, and also to support you in having more confidence and courage to make any changes that you feel you're being guided to make during this cycle. For those of you who like to do deep dream work and really enjoy that deep healing state while you're in that deep REM, working with Metatron during that time is wonderful as well. Just might want to keep a little notebook and something to write with next to your bed so you can write down everything that comes through when you wake up. I really was shown that this is a huge time for transformation, and that this transformation is going to continue even into the next year, but we're starting right now, and that this is the time to really do the work as you're organically being guided, and you'll feel like this nudge or push happening, and it'll feel like you just know that this is the time to deal with the things that are kind of showing up for you in your own life, and to know that Metatron is happy to support anyone who feels guided to work with him, and that he's here with all of us right now as we make these personal and kind of like bigger shifts as a collective. And that's what I have for the cycle.
Wow. so similar, so much like clearing and deep, deep work, which, you know, of course, Scorpio is an internal sign. It's one of our, we call it negative polarity, but it means just internal. So doing all that housekeeping, goodness. Well, I want to give people those a couple of dates, and then I want to wrap up my part with a little special segment that I made for you guys called Why I Don't Think This Jupiter Through Scorpio Transit Will Crash the Market. Because the last time Jupiter was in Scorpio was October 2005 to November 2006, and I know everybody sees every stock market record that we've been hitting for the last year and freaks out, you know, and so I'll do that in a second, but just to help people, I want to give you a couple quick key dates. So we're having trines to Neptune. Mercury will give us one on the 24th of October. The Sun will trine Neptune on the 3rd around a very important full moon, big energy around that full moon, lots of aspects going on. And then Venus will trine to Neptune on the 16th of November. Really good times to see what emotions are coming up and bring them into healing and to sort of, you know, that again, there are going to be the sextiles to Pluto that I talked about in the immediate cycle. And those are going to be Mercury on October 22nd, the Sun, November 9th. And Venus on the 21st. So again, that whole thing of we're getting a lot of support from two of the three outer planets, really big deal. And so again, it's kind of like what's coming up now is going to be par for the course for the bigger ones next year when we get Jupiter making those same angles. And actually that first Jupiter trine to Neptune is going to be on the 3rd of December. That's the immediate stuff. And lastly, I'll mention a big new moon. We're getting a new moon today, actually, as we speak. That's the new Libra moon at a strong 26 degree of Libra. And then, of course, in about a month from today, we get a big, strong Scorpio moon, new moon. So again, setting scorpionic intentions, very important for you guys. I would say that's going to be on the 18th, and it's going to, again, at 26 degrees. So the 26 degrees in 18 minutes of Scorpio, that's a strong new moon, and that'll be a powerful one because Venus will be there, the Sun will be there, and of course, Jupiter. So strong time for going, what do I really want to transform in my life? You know, you better not mess around when it comes to Scorpio, you guys. I want to just real quickly share with you guys, because, you know, I watch a lot of other people's work and read things, and some people really scare everybody, go, oh, my God, you know, the sky is going to fall. Real quick, so I pulled up the actual charts, because I was like, well, we always have to pay attention. And, of course, people did get a little crazy 2005 to 2006, and that went from people with no job, no income, no assets, signing up for a house, all the way to greedy, cynical people who, at the high end of the financial scale, who cynically knew that the government / we the people would bail them out. And so, you know, I don't even want to go into the blame game, but there are a couple aspects that really struck me. Number one, Jupiter was being squared on both sides. We had Saturn in Leo, you guys, the whole time. And you can imagine what a horrendous, you know, I mean, wow, what a mismatch. I mean, Saturn is all about restriction and the role of Leo, and I got a lot of my chart, and Leo was like, oh, but of course I want a nice thing. Leo loves the party. And so, you know, it was square in Jupiter. And then across the way, directly from it, was Neptune, which also can be completely delusional in its sort of lower energy in Aquarius. So we did have this big collective, like, of course you can afford a house. This is real. And you know, we all drank, or a lot of people drank the Kool-Aid, thankfully I was in the housing market then. But that's huge. And I think the biggest thing that I want to say that's different, not so we all know, you know, squares are the rougher angles, but luckily all of the outer, the last one was Pluto was in Sagittarius back then. And, you know, that's not exactly Pluto's favorite place either. And so, you know, all three outer planets, which are the big society shaping, you know, global planets, influencing planets, those have all moved into much more, I would say, positive places, or places where they can kind of do the work they're meant to do, although obviously we had a big lesson to learn. But I would say now, with these aspects that I described in the first half of the show, we have a lot of supportive aspects, and particularly Pluto and then Saturn coming into Capricorn, because that's exactly where Saturn, that's its home, is Capricorn, the rules and the sign of the rules and the institutions. And so I think we're going to be much more careful. And I think that a lot of the rules of the institutions will be in place. And hopefully we won't get crazy and start handing out loans to people who don't have jobs. Letting the rules on the other end get lax, and let people on Wall Street gamble at a casino that guarantees, you know, their bets. And so, you know, again, I hope we've all learned from it, but I would say the astrology is so different now with those three outer planets in a different place, each in different, more productive signs, and well aspected, supporting Jupiter this time. So just my thoughts.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It feels like such a relief, because I know I hear a lot of people saying, oh my gosh, it really feels similar. I feel scared. So it's so nice to have that perspective of looking back and looking at kind of like what's happening right now and what looks like going ahead. So, oh, that feels so much better. Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, thank you so much, as always, for all the amazing information you prepare for us every single cycle.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Pleasure to do it for you guys.
And you have even more great information about what's coming up. Can you tell people how they can find that, your videos, and connect with you for a private session?
Yeah, real quick, they can come to elizabethoracle.co, and I would say absolutely watch this month's video, because I covered a lot in it that I couldn't get to on Christy's show. And of course, you can have a personal consultation with me. I just got some solar return software, so we can take a look at your new year and specifically where the planets are and how they'll be working differently with your natal chart than they did last year or will next year. So we you know, really have some nice new tools for you. So elizabethoracle.co, and you also give amazing healing sessions, Christy.
Thank you. Yeah, for those of you who feel guided to work with me, whether you want to have a reading or some healing work or even some coaching, you can find all that stuff over at my website, which is ChristyMAyala.com. And you can opt in for a free newsletter where you get goodies and stuff as a new member for some freebies and coupons. And yes, I'd love to connect with you over there too. And we just thank you so much for being here with us for this cycle, and are wishing you a wonderful Scorpio cycle and a wonderful week. Thank you so much. And thank you, Elizabeth, for being here. And we will see you guys during the next cycle. Bye-bye.